Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release a Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. I'm Cynthia Haynes.
And I'm Harold Weaver.
And on today's episode, we have come up with the title of, Are You Using Your Keys? Are you using your keys? And so I'm going to come out of Matthew 16:19, and it reads, and it's going to be out of the English Revised Version. It says, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so just by reading that, it sounds like that's authority that God has given us. And he's saying that whatever you say can't happen on earth, he won't allow it to happen in heaven. And whatever you say can be, he's going to allow it in heaven. And so basically, we are given keys. But if you are not knowing what exactly a key is, or you're using the key and you're using it in the wrong circumstance or situation, then it's not going to work effectively. It's not going to do what it's supposed to do. And so God works by principles. And there are certain principles that God has placed on earth that even if you're not a believer in him, if you're following these principles, then you're going to reap whatever the blessing is, whatever the reward is. And it doesn't matter if you're a believer or not. And so one example I would say a key is the word of God. And so in the Bible, it says that God will not allow his word to come back void, that whatever it is sent out to do is going to accomplish that thing. But if you're praying your own words and not praying God's words, that could be a key that why some of your prayers are not being answered, or why you're not getting the answer that you need to have. Harold.
So when we thought of the title, Are You Using Your Keys? We agree that this can go several ways. This can be comprehended individually in your own personal way. So first, of course, I would ask, do you guys even know what your keys are? And we discussed that as well. We can't ask, do you know, are you using your keys if you don't know what your keys are? So for me, the keys are anything that has anything to do with your abilities, whether it be your mindset, whether it be your level of comprehension, whatever it is in you that can be used to prosper you, to benefit you. These are the keys that we're saying God has given us all individually our own personal keys and ways to prosper, to be better, to become stronger. Whatever it is that we can grow to, lead from, to get better at, these are today is what we're calling keys that God has given us. And what Cynthia meant by us knowing what our keys are, so we'll know that we have them to use them in a positive ways, is the difference. Because you can have these keys and A, not know what they are, or B, know what they are, but use them in the wrong way. Use them in a way that they're not effective as they should be, because you didn't really understand, you didn't really even know that you had these keys. So what we're talking about, and what I would like to specify, is the abilities that the individual has in themselves that nobody else has, that nobody else can give you, that God has already given us to be our own. So the first thing you got to do is understand and realize what your keys are, what your personal keys are, what your personal abilities are that nobody else has, nobody else can duplicate, nobody else can utilize. That's the first step. And I know it's easier said than done, but that's the process, which everything that we talk about every week has a process behind. Sometimes we get right on point with it. Sometimes we don't. We try our best to get as close as we can and then give it to you guys to do the rest. We can't do all the work. but we try to do as much as we can. So this week we're talking about, are you using your keys? Ask yourself, what are your keys? We're giving you the definition now, or at least something to consider what we're talking about, so at least you can come close to what we mean and what our point is this week. Are you using your keys? What are your keys? I would ask that you guys start with your abilities, with your experience, with your history. Think about it. Think about what you know that you're good at, that nobody else can tell you that you're not. Nobody else can question. That nobody else can duplicate. That's a key. That's a key. And then ask yourself, are you utilizing that key to benefit yourself, benefit others that's around you? Let's say like your children. Let's say like your family members. These are keys, again, that each and every one of us are our own individual ones, but we all have them, which means what? We can put them together. We can connect them and make it even better, faster, whatever it is our goal is that we're shooting for. Are you using your keys? Do you know what your keys are? If you don't, it's time to find out. It's time to figure out. It's time, now or never, to get these keys locked down that you know you have and then get them out there to utilize them so you can not only benefit yourself, but benefit everybody else that's around you. Benefit everybody else that can use the same keys that you might can use theirs as well. Are you using yours? Your abilities, your experience, your knowledge, your education. These are keys. What we haven't spoken on yet is, what are these keys to the door to heaven? Come on, Sam.
So as Harold's talking, I was just thinking about, you know, just think about coming to your house and you just grab some random keys or whatever, and you just try to put them in the door. The door is not going to open until you have the right key to open the door. So this could be maybe why some things haven't happened yet, because you're not using the right key. And you have to be very intentional about the key that you're using, because if not, you will not get in that door. And then what happens? Sometimes we have to get the locksmith, right, to come and get us in. But I thought about one key could be forgiveness. Forgiveness can unlock a whole lot of things, just maybe even if it's just about you and not other people. That could be a key. Yeah. Obedience. Being obedient to the things of God. Being obedient to, we could talk about with our kids, being obedient to your parents. When you do things in obedience, it opens up the door. How about faith? Faith is a key. Without faith, it's impossible to even please God. You got to have faith to move mountains. You got to have faith to be able to know that whatever you've been praying for is going to happen. That's a key that unlocks a door. Prayer is another key. Knowing when to pray, knowing how to pray, what to pray. Because we talked on another episode about being specific. Prayer is a key. But if you're not doing it the right way, okay, it's not gonna, you're not gonna have that open door. You're not gonna have whatever it is that you're waiting for or looking for to happen. Another key could be warfare. Knowing when you need to be in battle with over certain things. So I have an example of that. So my daughter, I know I talked about this before, they're still in the process of buying a home. And so the 9th is supposed to be their closing day. Well, they had the inspection to happen. There were some things that needed to be fixed. They needed another water heater. They needed another, the AC, because it wasn't blowing out heat. It was like a couple of other things. And so they were like already prepared that, you know, we want this house. We're going after the house. We just going to send it to the people and see what they say. Well, the people said, we're going to fix it. Don't worry about it. We got it. Okay. So everything is moving forward. Well, I think I talked to y'all about the student loans that showed up on my son-in-law's credit like it was brand new. And the people had said that they needed to, they couldn't have it as saying that they didn't, you know, they were having zero payments. They had to have like a small amount, because if not, they were going to have to take and use the percentage of whatever the loans was and put it against their debt ratio. So they talked to somebody. This person said, okay, yeah, we can get you a letter. We can make you a small amount. We'll get it to you within like the next few days. Well, the next few days came. The lender started panicking. The lender, this has been like over a week. They still never got this letter. So everybody called and called the company or whatever. So the lender was saying, oh, well, let's put in a contingency upon because of finance. And so my daughter's realtor was like, no, we're not doing that. We're not going to put in no contingency talking about finances. That'll make somebody want to pull out. Now, what I can do is ask for an extension on the fact that they still have these things that they have to fix on the house. And so we can put a contingent on that, because by them saying with the finances, they could lose the escrow that they put on the house. And so her strategy was, no, we're not going to do that because we're going to protect that. So then that was that. So then they was calling. So they had this one person on the phone, and the person was like, well, I can't help you. It's at the supervisor's desk, but it could be another 15 days. It could be 20 days or whatever. So my son-in-law was saying, well, can I talk to a supervisor? The woman told him no and refused to put a supervisor on. So my daughter said, the devil mad because I know how to pray now. So she said she went and found out some scriptures on what was going on. And they started sending out emails to the head person of the, I guess, who's over like the loan department of that particular company. They sent out emails to all these top people. My daughter called me back before the day was out and said, guess what? The letter's going to be there tomorrow. They ain't got to wait for them to mail it. They can just go right online and get it. So they used their key. They prayed. They didn't panic. They didn't sit back and worry. They didn't just stress out. They went and did something about it. They prayed. They sent out emails, which shows that you have a part in this when you want something to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those keys that are also considered keys that we don't need. Like the stressing, like the worrying, like the panicking. Those are keys as well. But those are the keys we're talking about that we don't need. Those are the keys that we still have on our key ring that need to be removed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That need to be gotten rid of. Mm-hmm. They need to be thrown away. They need to be put to the side until we can either find something to do with them or not. And I say that because as long as we leave them around, then they have an opportunity to stay around to affect our keys that we do need. To affect the keys that we do want, to affect those positive keys that can open these doors that we're still trying to open, that can open these doors that we're still trying to get through, that can open the doors to these rooms that we need to be in. To not only prosper, but to benefit, to grow, to get stronger, to get healthier, so we can continue to live the life that we still are here, that God has given us until he's done with us. But this is what we're talking about. We're not just talking about a certain key. We're talking about all the keys. We're talking about all of the keys, the good ones, the bad ones, or the in-between ones. But you got to know what they are. You got to know, you got to be able to recognize which ones are which. You got to be able to pinpoint, select, specify, pull, snatch, so you can get rid of them, the ones that's not necessary. And make room for some more new keys to open up new doors, to get in new rooms. All we're talking about is the process. And everybody has their own. Everybody has their own individual process. Everybody has their own individual doors and keys that's going to open them for you or not. Meaning those keys that you should have gotten rid of a long time ago. That's holding up and taking up space for your new keys that you need now to get into these new rooms. What you can't do is quit. What you should do is worry. And if you got that key of faith, you're not worrying. And you're not going to quit because faith won't let you. And faith is probably, and if it's not, probably should be one of the biggest keys on your key ring. Think about that. Are you using your keys? Do you know what your keys are to be using? Do you know what the keys are that you don't need no more that you should have got rid of? How many of us know somebody that's got that big old fat key ring? With a bunch of keys that been on there for so long, they don't even know what they're to for. They don't even know what they're to anymore. They don't even know what they go to anymore. But guess what? Those same keys are taking up room. Those same keys are taking up space of a new key to open a new door. That same old key that either opened or didn't, an old door that probably doesn't even exist anymore, is taking up that space for a new key and a new door. We need y'all to start using your keys. We need y'all to take an inventory of those keys. Get rid of the bad keys. Throw them away. Get you some new keys. Get you a whole new key ring. And watch what happens next. It ain't too late. We're still here. If we're still here, we still got purpose. And if we still got purpose, we still got time and room for some new keys. Mm-hmm. To open new doors. To get into new rooms. Mm-hmm. We're still here for a reason. Well, we have to believe that we're here for a reason. And if you're even better at that, then you already know your reason. And if you know your reason, then you already know your job is not done. Because God is not done with you and your keys. Come on, son.
Yeah, and I think me and Harold was talking, and we were just saying, like, back to the point of using the wrong key to open up a door that you need. And so, like you said, you need to evaluate. You need to know what you have, and then you need to know how to use them once you realize what they are, you know, when you're supposed to use it. You don't want to be worshiping when you should be in warfare. You don't want to be in warfare when you should be blessing somebody. Mm-hmm. So you need to know the difference. You know, the Bible talks about there's a time, there's a season. You need to know the season to know the reason. You like that? Okay. Yeah. So anyway, but you know, this is very important. I mean, that could be the main key right there of why you're still where you're at or why you haven't moved, because you're not recognizing that you have keys that's available for you to use. Now, how just think about it. I got a brand new car outside. The key is sitting on the dresser with a whole bunch of other keys like Harold's talking about. I got a brand new car outside and I can't even get in the car because I don't know where the key is or what key to use. So that brand new car is just sitting out there. And what purpose, what good is it going to do me, because I can't drive it because I don't know where the key is or which key I'm supposed to use. So just think about this with your life. You need to know your keys. You need to recognize that you have keys if you didn't know that you had them. So hopefully out of this episode is going to make you think about the keys and know which key you need to be using, which key you need to go find and utilize.
What you don't want to do is regret. Mm-hmm. To look back at time that you had to do all these things, to look back at these moments that we gave y'all to think of, that for whatever reason you chose not to, and now it's too late. And what is too late? I don't even think about too late, because as long as I'm still here, it's not too late. People ask me all the time, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing great. I'm doing fine because I woke up this morning. My motto, it changes all the time, but it doesn't change frequently enough for me to forget. And that's the difference. But my main motto is simple. If I wake up in the morning, I'm taking the rest of the day. I'm taking it. You ain't got to give it to me. I'm taking it. And I'm going to take it the way I want it. How am I able to do that? Because of my mindset. Because I can control my mindset like nobody else can. And I remind myself that each and every time I go through a situation, I go through a scenario that I thought I wasn't prepared for. Because one thing I'm going to always be prepared for is controlling my mindset, which does what? controls my emotions, controls my fears, controls my faith. It controls my keys. That's what I'm getting to. My mindset controls my keys. And I know that I got to do better at inventorying my keys. But I also know that I've done better than what I was before with these keys. I know what these keys go to now. I know what they mean now. I know their purpose now. I know an old key when I see it. I know a new key when I've made room for it. Are you using y'all keys? Now that we told you, now that we've given you examples of what these keys could mean, are you using yours? And how? Are you using them in a positive way? Are you using them in a negative way? Take inventory, and you better answer that for yourselves. We all got them. We all got them. But it's up to us how we use them. It's up to us how we keep them active, meaning still able to open doors, new doors with new keys. Come on, son.
So I hope this episode helped you guys to really think about this. Listen to it a second time, because a lot of times you get something different when you hear it a second time. But if you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at releaseitpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions, any concerns, any topics you want us to talk about, rate us on the apps that you listen to us on. And it's your turn. Okay.
Father God, you already know. You already know. We can't thank you enough for you to continue to give us the ability to do these podcasts. We don't know who's listening, but we know somebody is. We don't know who needs to hear what we're saying, but we know somebody do. Because we feel it in our bones. We feel it in our spirit that they need to hear whatever you give us to remember to say, add to, or take away of the point, of the topic of this week. We can't thank you enough for all of these podcasts that we've already gotten under our belt. And guess what? Believe it or not, our belt is getting even bigger for more podcasts. We're coming naturally every week with something better to talk about, something that we know needs to be at least addressed, considered, or taken in a way that we can pass it on to who might need it more than us. We can't give you enough, and we won't even try. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Next week, y'all.
We out. Going up.